You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Wait a minute. Andrew Benintendi, he has gone yard. A solo home run here in this eighth inning as the White Sox offense continues to pour it on. Sixth home run of the season for Benintendi.
I'm going to give you mine. Mine is Benny Bomb. How about that, right? Tried to sneak a fastball by him, and Andrew said, I'll have none of that. Boom, he knew it as soon as he hit it, too. He's hit enough of him during his good career to know when he gets one and he doesn't. He squared that one up.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Great chance to talk to our guy, Dan Plesac. Dan's done wonderful work with the White Sox. A lot of fun all the way around. Unfortunately, things haven't been going great.
They didn't win,
the
but boy, it was entertaining.
But Dan joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, fellas. Yeah, I had a wonderful week covering games with the White Sox. You know what I think was cool about it? Team I grew up, man, I fell in love with baseball in 35th and Shields. Like, I was the biggest Britt Burns wannabe that ever walked when I was a kid. And then, it was fun to care about a team again. You know, when you do the thing that I'm doing nationally, you play it down the middle. You certainly can't play bias. There are some players and teams that you root for. I went my entire life, never played for the White Sox, always wanted to, but I felt like for a week they gave me a 7-day contract. So I guess I feel a little bit fulfilled, let's put it that way.
Dan, that really came through. I think objectively when you listened and then watched the broadcast last week, that enthusiasm and that emotional investment that you have in the White Sox was obvious. I also think it didn't prevent you from being somewhat critical or analytical mm-hmm. when bad things happened. And I thought, take us to Friday, when Edgar Caro was picked off second base, and Edgar Caro threw the ball down an inning later with the double steal and really made some bad mistakes. You were not afraid to point out that this is a young catcher and a young team that needs to do the fundamentals better. I think in essence, that's the Sox in a nutshell. They need to do the fundamentals better.
They do. When it's tough when you're going through, however you want to call it, a reboot, a rebuild. You have players, young players that are out there, and there are going to be mistakes. And he happened to have two in one game. You know, first and second, nobody out. Went through a bunt, didn't get the bunt down, got picked off second, then an ill-advised throw on a first and third. You know, gave the Orioles an easy run, stealing home. But you have to live with that. But that's what you get with young players. And, you know, the difficult part about baseball today is players, the minor leagues used to be, hey, you're going to get 600 innings pitched in the minor leagues. You're going to get, you know, 700-800 at bats at the minor league level. And, you know, that's just not the case anymore. And so you get a group of younger players like the White Sox have, and you know, it's really easy to see that, you know, there are going to be mistakes that are made, and they're hopefully mistakes. But then again, to Kiro's credit, the same situation came up again on Sunday, first and third, in a spot where the Orioles might look to double steal and try to steal a run from third base, and they were ready for it this time. So you need to see improvement. There is improvement, and then you have a game like last night where they ran into a buzzsaw. You could make a case. I have a chance to follow all 30 teams. You could make a case that the Tigers might be the best team in the American League, top to bottom. I mean, they have great starting pitching, an underrated bullpen. Javi Baez and Torkelson have found it again. Carpenter had a great night last night. That's a finished product. But, you know, it can get better quickly. And I after watching a week, I'm a big fan of Chase Meidroff. I mean, he doesn't profile body type when you look at and say, hey, shortstop, you know, a little bit more on the short, stocky side. But, man, this guy's a baseball player. And I think when they're good again, and it will be sooner than later, because one thing, I think the thing that surprised me the most, they have some really good arms in that starting rotation. What they don't have is experience, and they're learning on the fly. It can be painful to watch. You look at all the teams that have been successful. You look at those Atlanta Braves teams. They were able to develop a number four, a Kevin Millwood, a Steve Avery, a Kent Merker, because they had Smoltz, Glavine, and Maddox, and it makes it easier. Their Smoltz, Glavine, and Maddox right now is Adrian Hauser, and he's only pitched three games for the White Sox, but they've all been very good starts.
Dan, you did a great job broadcasting those games. There was a moment when they used an opener in that game, and you started talking about what it's like if you're a reliever to go out there and the mound is clean. And you're kind of like, wait a minute, there's got to be a certain rut where I land, and you know, different guys, different place. I just found that fascinating. I'd never heard that before. And I guess we're not using a ton of openers, but the Sox have done so this year. I just thought it was an excellent point that I had not even considered before as a baseball fan.
Well, it happened to me, and it's easy when stuff happens. There's so many things that go on during the course of the game. I was struggling in 1991, and I was having some issues with my shoulder, and they came up and said, hey, listen, you know, you're not available every day. Would you want to try this starting rotation thing again? I'm like, sure, I'll give it a crack. And I remember I started my first big league game in old Arlington Stadium against Oil Can Boyd. And I got to the mound, and I got to the mound in the bottom of the first inning. And I'm like, man, I've never seen a clean mound before in a game. It's been since I was in the minor leagues. I didn't know what hole where to put my heel, where to put my toe. The landing area was pristine. I was like, man, these guys got it pretty good, these starters. But, you know, I was so used to coming into a game. If you have a right-hander and a left-hander, there's two holes that are dug in on the rubber. There's two different landing spots. And I found it really weird to, like, yeah, I can make my own landing spot. I don't have to kind of make shift and go in between. So there's just a lot of things like that, you know, when you've played and you've been out there, that, like, it's funny how that happened, right? Because I'm watching the game, and I'm thinking to myself, what would I be if I put my mindset that I'm going to be the guy that's the opener today? And I'm like, bang, I remember what happened my first big league start in Arlington. And it can present a little bit of problem, but you know, just stuff like that, I guess when you draw from your past, it helps.
Sometimes getting an outside perspective, somebody like you coming in for seven games or a week to get an impression and form an opinion helps a lot. For how would you apply that to Luis Robert Jr.? Because I think we're all used to seeing him struggle so mightily, Dan, lately. It's hard to remember when he was the kind of player who hit 38 home runs. Now he is stealing bases, and he's playing a pretty good center field, but he's not hitting, and he can hit. What did you see from Luis Robert Jr., and can he be fixed?
I don't know, Dave. I wish I could look into a crystal ball and tell you. I feel badly for him because, listen, I mean, there's no way to get around it. It's like the White Sox that for the last few weeks, basically the entire road trip, they're playing with an 8-man lineup. I mean, every team, it's the same thing. Until He continues to stop chasing breaking balls, particularly from right-handers down and away. He's caught in a bad spot right now. In that series in Baltimore, he had a really good at-bat Friday night in the ninth inning to extend an inning off of Bautista, their closer. Worked it down, laid off some really good pitches, and I said, okay, that will carry over. Maybe that will be the at-bat that gets him going. And he's in a really bad place that hitters don't like to be in, where you're caught in between. So you go up there and you say, okay, I am going to get a good pitch to hit. And what does he do? He takes a fastball right down the middle. And so then the frustration starts to build. And then you might get one good pitch to hit at bat. He's seen one or two fastballs for decoration. And if it's a strike, it's just like, okay, great. That's the last one he's going to see. And until he doesn't continue to swing at the breaking ball down and away, he's going to see a steady diet of them. And the part that has to be frustrating, not only for him, but for the organization and fans that are watching, because you know what's in there, right? You know that there's some thunder in that bat. And he's just at a point right now that it's a huge hole in the lineup. And in a young team, in a lineup that, listen, it's so plain to see when they're playing the Mets, they're playing the Orioles, and you see the top part of that order, and it's Jackson Holliday, and O'Hearn's having a big year, and you have Gunnar Henderson, and there are a couple of guys that were on the IL that would have added to that lineup, and you see the Tigers lineup last night. When you don't have that guy in the middle of the order that is a threat, that the opposing team says, okay, we've got to pitch this team. I have no life. Like, my life is baseball 3 months a year. I was up till 1 in the morning last night. I watched every pitch of that Mets Dodgers game. And when you really sit down and think about it, when you look at that Mets lineup, you have Lindor and Francisco Lindor, you have Pete Alonso, you've got Juan Soto, you've got Brett Beatty. They have experienced guys 1 through 9. The Dodgers lineup is a collection of superstars. And with the White Sox fall behind games, they have to bunch 3 or 4 hits together in an inning to score a run, or hope right now the two guys that are swinging the bat really well outside of Mydrov, Benintendi and Talkman, had a brilliant road trip.
Right.
But they don't have a guy. That guy's supposed to be Louis Robert. That's going to be the guy that can bust the game open, or when you're down 4-1 in the fourth or fifth inning, he comes up, he can connect on one and get you right back into a game. And it's sorely missed. And I'm not trying to pile on and make it worse than it is. We all know that this guy has some thunder in his bat, but we haven't seen it. And the swing and miss is just way too much in his game right now. He's trying everything he can. And then you start overthinking, overanalyzing, and the game stops being fun. Listen, nobody wants to hit 200 and strike out, you know, 2 or 3 times every night, but that's the spot he's in. Baseball has a funny way. They don't feel sorry for it. The opposing team's certainly not looking forward to, you know, getting him on hot streak. He's continued to be pitched like he is. He's a guy that can hit for power, hit the ball at the ballpark. He's not going to get 2-0, 3-1 fastballs down the middle. And if he continues to chase breaking balls, he's going to have a hard time getting out of this thing.
I got to tell you, it was a really depressing sequence of games, because they go into the Mets, and that team's got like the greatest team ERA in baseball. They're shutting everyone down. They score 14 runs, and you're thinking, wow, and they win a game. And it's like, are they getting better? Are they close? Because if they just could hit with a runner in scoring position a couple times here, maybe they can put together a couple wins. Like, you feel differently about the team. Then they go to Baltimore. And I mean, conceivably, if they sweep Baltimore, they got a chance to get out of the cellar in the AL for the first time in years. And instead, they absolutely, what did they score? 5 runs in that series? I mean, the offense just streaking halt. Luis Robert 0 for 10 with 7 Ks. And then they come home to a Detroit team that just beats them for a living. And then they got Kansas City coming. Like, you're just sitting there like, this is going to be next last year revisited. It just, it is, it's just so hard to believe that the offense just hit a stop after that Mets series.
Well, unfortunately for the White Sox, they ran into three pitchers that had been pitching miserable all season long. Part of it with Eflin, spent some time on the IL. He was a really good pitcher. The Orioles acquired him at the trade deadline last year. And if it weren't for Eflin, they weren't making the playoffs. They were wobbling. Corbin Burns had one stretch for about six starts where the wheels came off. And Zach Eflin, if they wouldn't have acquired him, they weren't making the postseason. He saved their season last year. And Charlie Morton, look at the back of the baseball card. He was struggling. They demoted him to the bullpen to try to get him going. I mean, this guy, he pitched four innings in Game 7 of the World Series in 2017 when the Astros beat the Dodgers. And he's been a good pitcher. He's found it. His start before that, he started to show signs of life. And so, unfortunately, the White Sox ran into three pitchers, established pitchers, that are starting to find it again. And that compounds it. But until Luis Robert starts to hit, it's going to continue to be a struggle because Talkman had a great road trip. I really like Meidroff as a player. And you look up and down that lineup, it's young. I will say this, in defense, this team is far better. I know the record looks eerily similar. There is so much more hope on the corner 35th and Shields than there was at this time last year. Last year was like a horror movie that it just wouldn't end. And at least here you see light at the end of the tunnel. It's going to get better. The trade with Crochet, they're already seeing dividends. It's not going to turn overnight. Listen, you go back, the Cubs were like the talk of the baseball world in 2015, 16, and 17. But they hit. They hit on Chris Bryant. They hit on Anthony Rizzo. They hit on Javi Baez. And then when you get your position players that you get a foundation, then you go out, you bring in John Lester, you go bring in Joe Maddon, you go get John Lackey, you trade for Jake Arrieta, you make one of the best trades in the last 25 years, you get a guy that was lost, failed starter with the Orioles, they put him in the bullpen, the Cubs get him, they strike lightning in a bottle. So as bad as it seems, it can get better. Now listen, is the rest of this season... Yeah, it's going to be a struggle. If Louis Roberts doesn't hit, it's going to continue to be a struggle. But with that said, I really like the arms that I saw. Are they finished products? No, they're not finished. But the stuff is there. I happen to see the one clunker that Shane Smith has had all season long. Yeah. He just had a day Wednesday that he didn't have it. He was fighting it mechanically. He had no touch and feel on his pitches. And this was a guy, and I've watched every one of his starts because I didn't know who he was at the beginning of the season, right? I knew he was a Rule 5 guy. But he's got a package of pitches that plays. And forget about the last start. Adrian Hauser was great. Shane Smith will be in that rotation when they're good again, which will be sooner than later. Good fastball, great changeup. He could spin the ball. He had a day. I had a chance to talk to him on the field Sunday morning. And, I don't know if I went out of my way. Maybe I shouldn't have, but I really like him. And I wanted to run him down and say, hey, just flush that game Wednesday. Let it go. You're going to start 30 games a year, and there's going to be five of them that you wish you wouldn't have showed up to the ballpark, because no matter what you do, until you get enough experience, there's plan A, there's plan B, but the really good established pitchers, they can figure out on plan C, like Adrian Hauser did on Sunday. The Orioles were swinging early. They were attacking early. When you go a handful of starts, two starts, you don't walk anybody and you're around the plate. You don't wait around for those guys. There's too much spin in baseball right now to go up there and get the whole 0-2-1-2, and you're chasing curveballs and split fingers and sweepers. And the attack for the Orioles was, we're going to get on this guy early. And they jumped him for four hits in a row, scored a couple runs. But in the third inning, Adrian Hauser, first pitch changeup, first pitch curveball, throw it for strikes. You could. The key is you can have a great changeup, you can have a good curveball, and you can strike guys out. But can you throw a curveball 1-0, 2-0 to get back into a count? And Adrian Hauser went from an inning where, hey, they're swinging, to the next inning going, okay, I got to mix in my off-speed early, but you have to mix it in for strike one. You could throw first pitch curveball and bounce it. It doesn't do you any good. But if you throw first pitch curveball for a strike, and then you throw a changeup later on at a bat, all of a sudden that 94, 95 looks 97, 98. Shane Smith, of all the starters, he's the most impressive to me stuff-wise. I believe he has staying power. When they're good again, he's going to be in that rotation.
Great stuff, Dan. Thank you a ton. Really fun to
catch
up with you.
Thanks, Dan. Nice job. Look forward to the next one.
Okay, I'll be at the next trip early July, 3 in L.A. against the Dodgers, and then 3 against the Rockies. If they ask me to come out of retirement and pitch for Denver, I'm running for the woods. I want no part of that place.
Oh, that's like great stuff.
Good
Thanks
stuff.
So much, Dan. That is Dan Plesac doing a great job for CHSN on those games. Really fun.
Yeah, he definitely brought the enthusiasm, and I'm looking forward to him doing it again. He's going to L.A. and Denver.
L.A., that's not so much fun. Denver, maybe the Sox win a series.
Sweep. Sweep.
Boy, help. Yeah. 312-644-6767.
Got a baseball question. When we come back, I want to ask you about it pertaining to the White Sox and the handling of prospects.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to score.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Zebrowski down, 1-2. Smith serves it up, and Zebrowski is gone with a wave and a miss. 0-2. Compton strikes out swinging. Smith makes quick work of him. 3-2 pitch. Kato spins out of the way, and it spins in the zone. That was a nasty pitch from Smith to strike out Kato. Hagen Smith, his 3-2. Kilpatrick strikes out swinging. That was disgusting.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score, that is the White Sox farmhand Hagen Smith, the left-hander. He and Noah Schultz are two highest-rated left-handed pitchers in all the minor leagues.
Yes, they are. Take us back to 2024, the MLB draft. Hagen Smith was the fifth overall selection by the Chicago White Sox. He is at AA, and he has been. Yep. How would you say the Sox are handling him right now? They're backing off a little bit.
Yeah, they're trying to back off a little bit because he's shown some wear and tear. You know, you know how it is with pitchers. You're
absolutely
trying to build people up and put innings on.
It's tricky,
them. But I don't think we expected him this year. His arrival this year.
I agree.
But I think that maybe next year. And certainly Noah Schultz, maybe next year. They're trying to build up innings on their arms.
So that's worth keeping in mind because of what I'm about to kind of ask you.
Okay.
Fifth overall, the White Sox went into the draft with a lot of needs. A team that was as bad as things were bleak a year ago as they are today. Maybe not as bleak today, but the draft at fifth, they took Hagen Smith. And on the board was Jack Caglione.
Yes.
Big slugger from Florida.
That's right.
And I think a lot of people...
I remember him. I mean, I remember him.
We both remember talking about him.
Yes, we
He was a guy we thought, okay, boy, you could see him in a home run ballpark.
Yep.
And Steve Stone made this point again yesterday. If you have a home run ballpark, it helps to have home run hitters. The Sox don't have them. Mm-hmm. The Tigers do. That's why Carpenter pulled out all his tools and hit all the home runs. So Jack Caglione was on the board at five.
He was.
He went six to the Kansas City Royals. The Sox took Hagen Smith at five. You can defend that choice. Hagen Smith could end up being one of the best lefties in baseball in a couple of years. But I ask you this. When you see the Royals call up Jack Caglione less than a year after the draft, not as fast as Cam Smith went to the Astros, but certainly quick, does it make you wonder if that's going to be a guy you look at for years to come and say, did the Sox miss on a power hitter that would have been great at right field?
I can understand the reason you asked the question because, as you say, we did talk about him. But if you think about it, they took Smith, and everybody was talking about what a great what a great player they got. They got a pitcher that is going to be making an impact for years to come. They got a left-hander who, along with Noah Schultz, will give them. Two pieces in a rotation, and they've got some other guys. We know they've got guys. They got a lot of guys that just had arm surgery.
I know.
Let's be honest about it. But I mean, you know, so if I were to be a prisoner of the moment, dare I use the term, I would say, how would I feel that if they were bringing up a power hitting guy? Who's 6'5", 23 years old, and shares a birthday with me? I think I'd be pretty fired up, Mr. Davis.
I didn't know he shared a birthday with you.
But I remember that from back in the day.
I'm trying hard to
be patient.
That's smart, and that's prudent, actually.
Yes.
This is what I'm influenced by, I suppose.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, you digest a lot of news, not just in Chicago about baseball, but throughout the league. And you see Corbin Burns. Corbin Burns, all the big money. He's the ace. He went to the Diamondbacks and got paid, and he's got an elbow issue. Gerrit Cole.
That's right.
Gerrit Cole out in New York. You know, he's got issues. You find many examples, and it's not exactly new as far as an idea, but you're reminded that with elite pitchers, you worry that it's not a matter of when they're going to have a surgery or an injury. It's not a matter of if, it's when. And so I think that there's a lot more uncertainty.
I believe Shohei Ohtani, who is like the best player in baseball, also has had two Tommy John surgeries, right?
So when it's a matter of when, not if, you do wonder when you're drafting that high if all of these baseball executives have more pause than maybe they did before, because you got a guy, I'm sorry, it just looks like the Royals did it right. They hop, let's draft the big home run hitter, and he'll be in the majors next year. Oh, sure he will. Well, here he is.
Well, he's also...
Cags.
Cags. Yeah, Jack without a K. I'm just saying.
And he can jack the ball out of the ballpark.
Yeah, well, he can jack. He is... he's got some issues. He hasn't been perfect. I'm just saying.
I know.
Do I wish the White Sox were better drafting players? Yes. Is this an example of one that they got wrong? I can't say that, because I think they have two young lefties that are...
Nor can I.
The
future.
They're not only the future. But I think there's a lot of people in baseball that wish they had those pitchers.
The children are the future.
So, I believe the children are the future.
They're the envy of baseball because they have two lefties who are in their system, and they look like they're going to be here for a while.
The two best left-handed Schultz
and Smith
pitchers. Yes.
I'm not backing off that.
So I'm trying not to be a prisoner of the moment.
Okay, can I?
But do I wish the White Sox had some hitters in their system? Yes.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm glad you brought that up.
So, did you notice who they spoke to yesterday? Kyle Teal. Kyle Teal's at AAA.
Yes,
he is the White Sox minor league player of the month. He revealed during his Zoom session, he's a really affable young professional, that he was taking grounders at first base.
Yes.
So he's also hitting a ton. If he can't have Cags to call up, why not Kyle Teal? Why not Kyle Teal today? What time is it? It's 8:30. Can he be here by first pitch at 6:40? Why not, Molly?
Okay.
Why not?
I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying that, unfortunately for Kyle Teal, I believe that he was kind of disappointed that he didn't make the major league roster. And then the beginning of the season, he struggled. And Edward Cuaro was doing very well. And they wound up bringing him up. Okay. So he's kind of their rookie catcher. He replaced Teal in terms of the way they were doing it. Now, Caro's numbers, I don't know how much they're going to hold up. I don't know.
He had a bad Friday.
He struggled a little bit. I love the kid.
I might have benched him.
He's great. I really like
him. I might have benched
him
Saturday.
But I think that their move, if they make one, may be to bring up Kyle Teal and send Cuaro down, as opposed to messing around with Corey Lee, who's back from injury and is an older player, still a young guy, still a young catcher.
I'd be okay with that.
I think I'd be okay with that.
I like Edgar Carroll.
Yeah.
But I think he might need some seasoning.
And I mean, you know, but here's the problem, and I think we need to talk about this a little bit.
Okay, let's talk about it.
I know you dismiss this as nothing and you don't worry about it.
Don't say that yet.
No, because you did already. Because I wonder if they would be better off waiting until next year and then having him, Teal, start with the team, become the rookie of the year, and gain them another draft pick, because he seems like he's on that kind of he has that kind of ability and may be able to make that kind of impact. I'm not suggesting they do that. The idea
aren't you suggesting that? I did dismiss that before.
No, I know you dismissed it. I'm just saying that's still something I would have a conversation
Why
about.
Is that better than bringing him up now? Because of the clock?
Because it means the other guy goes down.
Okay, but I think the other guy going down, he's clearly got some polish that is required still. Edgar Carroll's been a really nice story so far.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I just don't want to mess with people's confidence, etc. I'll tell you what, when you saw the interview that he did yesterday and I watched it, he did talk about, well, I'm a catcher. No, I'm a catcher. He's played in travel ball. He played some
Sounds
first
like
base.
Schwarber, though,
They're
back in the day.
Him. No.
He sounded like Schwarber.
Schwarber always wanted to be a catcher.
No.
Yeah, Schwarber wasn't a catcher.
He wanted to be.
Listen to me. This is a catcher.
I know.
This guy is a legitimate, he's as good a catcher as he is a hitter, David.
All right.
He is a major league catcher. He needs to play catcher. You don't bring him up and play him as a DH or play him as a first baseman because you need his bat. You play him as a catcher because you need him to do both things. He is a catcher that can hit, and you don't ruin his career by moving him into a different position because you're so crappy all over the field.
I don't think you'd ruin his career.
I know you don't.
I think you'd give him a chance to face major league hitting.
Yeah, you could do that. You could do that. You could do that while playing him a catcher. I think he needs to come up with both things. That's what I'm saying to you. And if that means you wait longer, then that's fine. I got no problem with that because of how bad you are as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And because you only have a couple of real jewels in that system, and he's one of them, and he was the primary player that you got out of the Crochet trade. And I'm not saying no to it because I think he'll come up here and do the job. But I think he's a catcher.
Okay.
And I think that it's fine giving him some work at first base. It's fine having him take some grounders because it's just something else that he can do. And it's something in case of emergency, replace this player.
You made your point.
They have a first baseman. They're using Miguel Vargas.
But that's
out
of position.
No, it's not.
He's not.
No. Miguel Vargas, if you go inside the numbers.
I know. He's not as good a third baseman.
He doesn't move well to one side of the bag. And it's something you got to look at. And if he's a better first baseman, what are you doing messing around?
I don't think he's a better first baseman than he's a third baseman.
They think that he's a better first baseman.
I don't think it's smart.
Third baseman. I know you don't. But, I mean, what do you want? You want Vaughny brought back up because he plays first base? He can't play.
No, I told you what I want. I think it makes sense for a team that can't hit the ball out of the ballpark, that struggles to score runs. You've got Kyle Teal, who is hitting everything at AAA. You're gonna waste a half of a year where he could be facing major league pitching.
Listen,
put him at first base. Put Vargas back at third base and have your catching tandem.
Are they going to lose 100 games this year?
Yes,
they are.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So let me tell you something. Make sure you don't screw up your players. Make sure you don't prematurely move guys into the bullpen.
But don't waste time either.
Make sure that you give everyone an opportunity to be the best player they are at whatever their best position is. I don't think it's a question of wasting time. They're not in a position
where
anyone is going to help them to compete.
Second half of the season at AAA is a wasted half a season.
You may believe that, but I think he's a catcher. And if it helps him improve his catching, then it's not a waste of time. And like I said, I think you got to do what's best for the player and for his long-term career. Moving him up to get him at bats in the major leagues because you're so crappy and you making him play first base, that's ruining his career, David.
I don't think you're describing ruining
a guy's career.
Yeah, I disagree.
I disagree with you. I mean, we're obviously having an argument. We can still respect each other's opinion.
I think you knew this was going to happen when you traded for Kyle Teal when you already had two catchers. So you had to have anticipated this.
If you
didn't anticipate this, you're not looking ahead.
You got, you know, they traded.
Corey Lee, you got Edgar Carroll, and Kyle Teal.
You got Teal and you got Cuero. And Lee.
And Corey Lee was here.
Yeah, but he's not. I don't think he's part of your future decision at catcher.
Who's going to tell him?
Well, I mean, let's make an argument, son. It'd be great to hear one. Let's go. Play well.
We can't do that. We have to talk to Mike Florio.
I know. I'm making the point that he has say in that. Let's see from him. All right. I just don't want him to screw up any of their players. I don't want him.
Same.
I don't want moving guys into the bullpen because they got no bullpen. I think they need to start investing in their team.
Whatever happened to Big Timber?
Yeah, he's down there.
Where's he?
He's taking turns hitting a home run every 20 at-bats with Vaughny. Mike Florio joins us next. Molly and Haw on this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Score.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
Till we can't beat,
beat!
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Well, we're all fired up because the Bears are moving ever forward with their off-season workouts, and we'll get three practices in a row. We'll get to see, hopefully, some successful 7-on-7 drills. I don't know what it is you're really looking for at this point, but the coach is trying to install his offense.
Yeah, it's an important part of the foundation that's being put in place so training camp can begin more efficiently and smoothly. Before 2011, though, it was so much more extensive, so much more important. Teams were installing more than 75% of their total playbook on each side of the ball back in those days. But to get the lockout resolved 14 years ago, a lot of restrictions were placed on how much time is available. At the end of the day, there's not much time on the field, and it's just doing what they can to get basic pieces in place so they can get off to a good start when training camp opens.
Mike, Lions center Frank Ragnow is 29 years old and announced his retirement yesterday. He was in the midst of contract extension talks, and I just wonder, is this part of a negotiating ploy? What led him down this road, and why didn't he let the Lions know sooner if he was leaning in this direction?
I think the Lions knew. They drafted a guy in round two who is already taking over as center in these offseason workouts. From a bookkeeping standpoint, it reduces the cap charge by waiting until after June 1 to process the paperwork. Now, he could have said something earlier. Strategically, it makes sense from the Lions standpoint for no one to know so they can get the guy they want. If Ragnow retires before the draft, all of a sudden there's a blinking red light every time they're on the clock that they may be trying to get a guy to replace him, and then that makes them a target to be jumped by a team that guesses right as to the guy they may be looking at. So it makes sense to keep it quiet. I think they knew all about it. And now I believe, number one, he is done. I don't think that this is a ploy at this point. And they're going to have to figure out how to move forward without 40% of their offensive line from a year ago and plenty of other change, a tougher schedule, and a stronger set of opponents that will be in their way as they try to get back to the playoffs and then try to win in the postseason, which they weren't able to do last year.
Mike, what is the latest on the Steelers quarterback battle?
I don't know. And I assume at this point, we're 9 days away from the Steelers wrapping up their offseason program. Unless Aaron Rodgers is going to blow into town this weekend and be there for the mandatory minicamp as his first exposure to the team, why not just wait until after the offseason program? If there's some other scenario he's waiting for, the Vikings, maybe after the hay is in the barn on the offseason program, they decide that they'll just let J.J. McCarthy sit another year and they'll go all in for one season with Aaron Rodgers like they did 16 years ago with Brett Favre. I mean, I guess there's no harm, because what's Aaron Rodgers really going to pick up over the course of the next 5 practices, 2 voluntary OTAs today and tomorrow, 3 days of mandatory minicamp next week? How much more prepared is he going to be if he's there? I don't know. And from his perspective, if he is waiting and monitoring and wondering and just wants more time, at this point, why commit? Why commit when you can wait until the end of July to commit and maybe things will change dramatically somewhere else between now and then?
Mike, it seems to be a trendy thing nationally. PFF last week, I think Albert Breer yesterday, to suggest that Caleb Williams would be among the most improved quarterbacks, if not players, in the National Football League. Are you one of those people that believe the same thing?
Yes, I believe it, but I also am aware of the history of the team. And last year, there was a lot of hype that Caleb Williams was going to be better than he ended up being, that the team was going to be better than they ended up being. There's a lot of hype this year with Ben Johnson. We did a draft yesterday on PFT Live of the top boomer bust offseason additions, player, coach, anything. And Ben Johnson was one of my picks because, really, what's the middle ground here? This either is wildly successful and makes the Bears an offense-driven, consistent contender, or nothing changes and it's the same old Bears year in and year out. And there's reason to believe that Ben Johnson's going to change things. There's 60 years of history, but for the brief window of time that the defense propelled the Bears to a championship in the mid-80s, to look and say, when has there ever been a high-end offense? Even with all those years of Walter Payton as the top running back in the game, the Bears were never able to complement the focus on stopping him with a high-end passing game. It really is amazing when you think of it that way. So I believe it's moving in that direction, but we're pushing against decades of history by having that opinion.
Great stuff, Mike. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys.
Wow. I mean, we got to talk about that. Mark Gatiss will join us next. We'll get a chance to talk about, well, we ostensibly the Bears, and what are they going to do?
And the big story of the day, the fire, $650 million stadium in the South Loop.
Privately financed stadium.
Privately financed on the 78. Big deal.
Mully and Haw on the score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.